हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तुमाविद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Continuing the Mahabharata. So Duryodhana had now, after they were captured by the Gandharvas, and then Yudhishthira with his brothers came and then freed them from the Gandharvas. Now Duryodhana he's feeling that how can he go on in life? I mean, he's been rescued by his enemies. And so then that just shows how weak he is and all that, and I'm not sure Bhima made some comments. So the Duryodhana has decided now he's just going to stay there and fast until death, because it's one of the ways. If you want to leave, then you can fast till death. So you can't use a method to destroy the body or something to kill it, but you can fast till death. That's because that takes some determination. You have to, the peacefulness, this and that. But that also means during that time they sit there. In the morning, they'll go and take their bath and everything like that. Then they'll just sit there the rest of the day. And then the next day like that until they can't do anymore. So, see, he's already spoke to Karna, Duryodhana told him to, to Dushasan, told him that he should be crowned the king. And like this, but Dushasan was not very happy with that. Then he speaks. Karna said, "O heroes, what will all this achieve? Weeping does not drive away grief. Summon your patience, do not grieve, and thus give more joy to your enemies." Resting his hand on Duryodhana's shoulder, Karna continued, "The Pandavas only did their duty when they rescued you, for it is always the duty of subjects to do what is good for the king. Under your protection, the Pandavas happily reside in your dominion. They are dependent upon you. O king, it is not otherwise. Do not indulge in sorrow like an ordinary man. O Duryodhana, we are all suffering to hear you speak of dying. Be blessed, rise up, return to your city, console your relatives." Right, so he's making the point, he's saying, "Oh, my enemies have rescued me." But Karna points out that no, you're the king, and so they're your subjects. And so then now they're living under your rule. And so they're living peacefully and all that, not being bothered and all that. And so then they owe it to you. So it's just their duty to protect the king, like that. He's not looking at it, no, it's the duty to protect family members. Or anything, or how are they their subjects? That's only by his devious means he took away the kingdom, and that makes them his subjects, like this. So, because before that, Yudhishthira being the emperor, technically Duryodhana was his subject. But he's just trying to find some way to change the flavor so that Duryodhana gets some inspiration and all that. So that's friends, they do that. They try to help you and try to put you into a mood that you can see things properly, and then you can discuss further details. Karna tried his best to convince his friend to change his mind. He pointed out that although he had subjugated, even enslaved the Pandavas, they had not resolved to die. It was not wonderful that they had rescued him. There were many instances where a mighty king had somehow been overpowered by his enemies and been rescued by his troops. The fortunes of war were unpredictable. Sometimes one gained victory, and other times he was defeated. A warrior had to learn how to tolerate life's reverses if he wanted to ultimately gain success, right? So if you're looking at ultimate success, then you have to accept the principle is that there's going to be reverses, but you just have to keep going, and then ultimately you can get to what you want. But if at any reverse that's there, then you give up, then you'll never get beyond that point. So that aspect is being brought out here by Karna. So these are all good points of niti here, right? We can see is that it's not ultimately based on dharma, right? When you take points of dharma that are just to get your work done, but not looking at the overall points on how all the dharma connects together, it's called niti, right? Because dharma means the inherent nature of something, how it works, the mechanics of the laws of nature that apply to it. So Niti only deals with that as much as to get the work done. How much mechanical or psychological elements you require to accomplish what you want, that's Niti. Then using that in context with a bigger aspect, you know, that you want to, the economics and all that. So you see administration and all that and just how to manage, that'll be Artha. But then if you see how that management is fitting into the greater picture of how the whole society stays together, how to establish Dharma, how to practice Dharma and everything like that, then that's Dharma itself. Then when you do that to please the Supreme Lord, then that falls into sub-Dharma. Then it talks on to the qualities of bhakti. So we see here as Duryodhana, Karna, Shakuni, and Dhritarashtra, basically, even though they know Dharma, they know Artha, but for making decisions that are in areas where they're not willing to act according to Dharma, they use Niti. So they still function on Shastra, but the problem is that in their picking only those aspects of Niti, the weaknesses that come from not following the Dharma then will accrue to them. And so that's what Duryodhana pointed out. I'm in this position because I've been wicked, I behaved badly, and I've been proud, so because of that, then you know. He knows that from the Shastra. But before, he was looking at it, we are wicked, we are misbehaved, we are proud, but the gods allowed us to defeat the Pandavas who were religious. So therefore, you know, we're okay, we're doing fine. But now that it's not going fine for him, now he's willing to look at, okay, you know, we're getting the reaction of our bad. But it doesn't mean he reforms. It doesn't mean that he is thinking, yes, I should be a good person. He's just knowing, oh, that's why we, you know, it's like the thief. Oh, because I dropped that there. That's how they knew it was me. He's not thinking, oh, I shouldn't have stolen. He's thinking, oh, that's all this bad luck. You know, I did this. I made mistakes. What to do? So he's resigned to his fate, but he's not trying to change his mentality, to change his fate. So that's how you see is, even though it appears, it's good instruction, but the point is because of the context, for them, it's not going to elevate them. But it doesn't mean we can't learn. You know, you can take gold from a dirty place. Karna, who was covered in wounds from the battle, laughed as he continued. Therefore, O king, rise up. Do not become the butt of jokes for other kings by dying like this. Go forth and earn everlasting fame. Put this setback behind you. Victory will surely attend you. Although both Dushasana and Karna repeatedly beseeched him, Duryodhana did not rise up. He had decided to die. It means he was so affected. So even though they're speaking, you know, so-called, you know, I mean, good counsel for him, but he's determined like this. Shakuni had entered the tent and heard Karna's and Dushasana's attempts to encourage Duryodhana. Seeing Duryodhana's resolution and knowing that he was incapable of tolerating any insult, he said, O descendant of Kuru, you have heard Karna's speech. It is full of wisdom. Why then are you foolishly throwing away the wealth I won for you? This is childish and unnecessary. It seems you have never waited upon your elders and learned self-control. As an unfired earthen pot leaks when it is filled with water, so one without self-control is lost when grief or joy arises. This is no occasion for grief. The Pandavas have helped you. Now you should not indulge in grief. Reward them instead, right? Because if he rewards them, it establishes him as the senior. He's the king. They're his subjects. He rewards them for their good work. And all that, so it again puts him in his place. But otherwise he's lamenting because he's actually seeing that they're equals and technically better than him, and he's trying to prove, no, he's got that position. But Shakuni's saying, no, come on. You heard what Karna said, you heard what they said. They benefited you, you reward them. That's what a king would do. You did something nice for the king, he'd give you something like that, something in return, something, you know, appropriate. And you see, is because he can't tolerate an insult, he's using an insult here as, oh, you're just like a child. No, I'm not a child, I'm, you know, mature. No, you haven't served your elders, you haven't, you know, studied the scriptures, and you have no self-control. That's why you're coming up with this idea. You know, so he's trying to use that aspect. You know, so Dushasana was just pleading with him, please, you know, that sentimental, that personal kind of thing. Karna was talking about, king, and this is the thing, and, rise up and be strong and don't be insulted and all these things, like that, or allow further. But Shakuni's just directly coming in and just calling him, oh, you're immature. We did all this work and now you're going to throw it away. Shakuni had always recognized that the Pandavas were superior in strength. Thus, he had advised Duryodhana to defeat them in dice rather than to face them in battle, because Karna always said, no, we should just go to battle. Shakuni knew, no, you'll be destroyed. Because here, Arjuna alone defeated the Gandharvas, while Duryodhana, all the four of Karna, Dushasana, all of them, along with their troops, could not defeat them. And Arjuna alone did. It is not like it was a big battle and he was really sweating here. It means it was a nice battle, but it wasn't anything to worry about. It wasn't like, let's say, the battle with Shiva or something like that. So, and even there he defeated, It means he brought it to the point where he was good, and so then Shiva just gave his blessing. Because his point was just to test Arjuna, how good was he? Like that. Because unless he has the character, the potency and all that, how is he going to wield Shiva's weapons or the other demigods' weapons? He has to have the character. Because if you don't have the character, then bad things happen, like Ashwatthama. He has that austerity and potency is there, but he doesn't have the character. Therefore, he misuses the weapons. So that's why then Shakuni said, let's do a gambling match. So even though it's very deceitful and bad, but it was the only way that he could be defeated. He also recognized that the five heroes were devoted to virtue and truth. They posed no threat to the Kauravas at all, right? So he knows they're not going to bother them. They'd taken a vow, they're not going to bother them. And also then Dhritarashtra, he said, just let bygones be bygones, and as cousins, as brothers, just let it go. Sometimes these things happen. And they would have gone by that. It means Bhima would have, at the drop of a hat, would have destroyed them all. But because Yudhishthira didn't say yes, then he didn't. So that's the point. He would like to, but because he is sense-controlled, he has that religion. So he didn't. Whatever enmity and antagonism were between the two families came only from the Kauravas, right? The Pandavas don't have any. Only how they bother them, that annoys them. But if you stop bothering them and just let it go, they just go on. But it seemed as if there was no way to overcome the Pandavas. Perhaps it would be better to accept the fact with good grace rather than to be annihilated in some final confrontation. Right? So he's trying to find another way because he knows if they go to war, and Shakuni will go to support because he's been his friend and all that. But he knows that that means the utter destruction of the dynasty. Bhishma knows that. Drona knows that. Vidura knows that. Shakuni knows that. But Dhritarashtra basically knows that, but kind of hopes it won't happen. Karna somehow thinks that we have an equal shot, so does Duryodhana. But Karna and Duryodhana, yes. Shakuni is more intelligent. He's elder than them. That's why he's uncle, like that. He's his mother's brother. So he has much more experience. Thinking in this way, Shakuni continued, "Your behavior makes no sense, O king. You owe it to the Pandavas to repay them for their favor. Do not undermine what they have done for you by lamenting." Right? Means they've done something great, so you should reward them. Why make it look like it's there? Otherwise, then saving him is no big deal. But if he rewards them, yes, they've saved the emperor, so it's a good work. So saving the emperor is important, especially because here Duryodhana is the emperor. Rather, go to them with a cheerful heart and return their kingdom. You will thereby both win virtue and renown. Establish brotherly relations with the Pandavas, and then you will be happy. So he's even taking it further, because he sees, short of this, everyone will be destroyed, except the Pandavas. So he's saying, here, you've done this for me, so I give you back your kingdom and that. He will immediately be respected by all the people. As it is now, they don't really like him. He's the emperor, he manages good, he's a good manager. So from that side, they can't complain. But as a person, they don't like him. But if he does this, then people will say, yes, now he's a good person also. And then the whole Kurus, Pandavas, the whole dynasty, then that will be glorious. And he will still have his facility won't change. He'll still have the same facility, you know, eat the same amount of chapatis, you know, whatever it is that he does. And so that will remain. But the Pandavas will be there, everything will be very nice because he knows he can't defeat. So then he's bringing in this fact. The first one he was just saying, you know, just like this, reward them. It could be just something simple. But he's seeing that, no, because if you don't, or if you just do something small and continue how they are, because this is the 12th year, so very soon they'll go into incognito, so that leaves 1 year. So that means, you know, they may have whatever it is. I think it was after the rain, so, you know, another some months, you know, a year and some months. So it's not a long time if you're talking about, you know, a great war after that. So he's trying to say is, okay, so now maybe give it back now. You know, he's enjoyed now for basically 12 years, so then now give it back. And he's already spent all the stuff anyway. That's why he's been using to establish his position. So they'll get the kingdom, but they won't have all the facility. I mean, all the wealth, and that wealth has been used to burgeon Duryodhana's, you know, army and position and allies and all that. So he'll be in a strong position. And he knows they're virtuous, they won't disturb him anyway. Shakuni thought that now would be an opportunity for Duryodhana to display his nobility. Right? Otherwise, up to now, it's just been his jealousy. By going to the Pandavas and offering them their kingdom in return for being saved, he would reverse the situation. Instead of appearing foolish, he would appear generous and upright. Right? So he's looking also at the niti immediately, that people will now see you've been defeated, you've been this and that, and if he dies, then they'll say, you know, yes, so see the Pandavas are better. But in this way, then it will reverse it. He'll be seen in a good light, and he'll be seen in a noble way. Instead of appearing foolish, he would appear generous and upright. The Pandavas would also appear the recipients of his mercy. So that puts him in a favorable or even senior position. So then him giving them back, then they would be grateful to him and indebted to him that they did that. You know, because it also could have been just, you know, something else. But in here, then it's, you know, Shakuni's idea, he's very smart. This would have worked out the best for everybody. Duryodhana would be in a good light. Pandavas would be in a good light. He wouldn't look foolish that he's been defeated. They just go on because, you know, brothers save brothers, or how you say, citizens save the king. You know, it's a nice thing. Duryodhana bent down and lifted the weeping Dushasana. After hearing Karna and Shakuni speak, he was overwhelmed by shame. Despair overtook him completely. I have nothing more to do with virtue, friendship, wealth, renown, sovereignty, or enjoyment. Do not oppose me, leave me, all of you. I am resolved to abandon my life. Go back to the city and on my behalf worship my gurus with respect. Right? Because he, you know, to some degree would worship him, but he knows that that's how the Pandavas are in their position. Because see, when you have this, you know, in this case, maybe smarsha and vairagya, that it's a vairagya in that, but then you see things very clearly. It doesn't mean that then when the time's over, that again, you don't become overwhelmed by maya, because her covering potency is there. But you see clearly, and he sees that, no, all these things, you know, I've, you know, done all these things, and now it's time to move on, because he can't actually, you know, he can't, means the solution is worse than death, even though it would put him in a very good place. But because he's so jealous of the Pandavas, he can't tolerate this. That's been the problem all along. Otherwise, as his father pointed out in the beginning, he's doing fine. You know, they're the Kuru dynasty is the rulers of the world. It may happen to be Yudhishthira is the main person, but it's still the Kurus. So they still are kings of kings. They still have their vassals and everything like that. He may be theirs, just like you have kings. Then above them, there may be some bigger kings that have others under their protection. And then you may have, you know, some bigger than you have the emperor, like this. But the point is they're still in that position of that. They're very glorious. Karna stood with tears streaming down his face. O King of Kings, how can we leave you here? Your way is our way. We are all united in happiness and stress. Give up your resolve, or we too shall die. Like that. So he's determined. They're, you know, such dedicated and loyal followers, you know, birds of a feather in this case, you know. And so then they're also, you know, coming back to that original point that Dushasana made. And so then with this we'll see then what transpires. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.